This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1473, Tina's Tips for Nailing Job Interviews.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, special guest Tina Crouch joins us to discuss her new book, 8 Steps for Interview Prep. She shares 3 tips that can help you shine during job interviews.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. And Tina, we have a special guest today. Can you introduce yourself
Hello.
To our listeners? Yes.
Hi. Yes. My name is Tina Crouch, and I have started Tina Teaches English. I mostly talk with business English students and students who want to improve their communication skills.
Excellent. How long have you been doing that? How long have you been teaching ESL and business English?
So I've been a professional writer for 6 years, but I got hit with 2020 this year and my travel writing job disappeared on me. So I switched to teaching English and business English.
You pivoted. And
yeah, I pivoted. Nice. I put my business degree to good use. Yes.
Yes. So you listeners out there, you know, we have been talking about pivoting. This is one of our, it comes up in our business English course, and it's happened a lot in 2020. A lot of companies have had to get creative with how they're doing things. And so, yeah, you just have to roll with the punches and figure out how you can make it work, right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. And we have so many fun things to talk about, but Tina has just published a book about interviewing with tips for being successful in a job interview. And she is going to share 3 tips with you guys today. And let us know, Tina, what is the title of that book and how did that come about? How did you decide to write this book?
So about 60% of my students were needing help with interview preparation. They didn't know how to prepare and they didn't know how to practice. So I decided to write 8 Steps for Interview Prep. That's the short title, with the long subtitle being How English Learners Can Answer Tell Me About Yourself and Other Questions.
Okay.
Because that is the big scary question.
Yes, it's true, because I feel like that is your big impression, right? Mm-hmm. That big first impression. You know you're going to get that question, and you want to sound interesting. You want to be able to answer in a way that is both impressive and engaging and makes people want to not write you off right away and give you a chance to shine in the rest of the interview.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's jump right into it. I would love to hear your first tip for our listeners about interviewing.
Okay, so my first tip is to prepare stories about your past experiences and your skills using the job description that you applied for. So if the job description says something about handling client invoices, then you should have a story prepared where you were involved with clients and maybe billing or invoices directly if you have an exact match.
I love that idea. Rather than sharing sort of general stories that are unrelated, use that opportunity to introduce yourself and also talk about how you have these related skills.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very smart. Okay. Have you, or just a quick question, have you ever done that in a job interview or talked to students who have and it really worked well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So most of my job interviews have been writing or marketing related. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a volunteer experience. I was helping with a nonprofit festival in my city. And when I was asked about getting just different impressions from customers or getting content, getting quotes and things from their customers, I was able to share stories about how I went out into this festival and I interviewed people and got their thoughts about the event and different things like that. So it wasn't even a paid experience. I was volunteering, but I was able to use that story to demonstrate my comfort with what they were asking me to do.
Perfect, right? And definitely related, and they can see sort of assets of your personality as well as your skills at the same time. Such good advice, definitely. All right, can you share your second tip with us? Let's hear it.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Yes. So the second tip is to use company research to think about 3 to 5 questions that you can ask the interviewer. So usually at the end of an interview, you will be asked if you have any questions for the hiring manager. And they want to know that you have done your research or that you are interested enough to have concerns and questions. And if you look at their website, look at their Facebook page, maybe even sign up for their newsletter, you'll have a lot more material to think of questions.
Yes, definitely. That is excellent advice as well. When we were creating our business English course, I had the opportunity to interview a hiring manager for a company who had done this for years. And that's one of the things that really stands out that she talked about. She said, like you will probably get asked this question. Do not just say, nope, I don't have any questions. Because like you said, that's very telling that you're either not that interested or haven't done your research. It says so much about you. So that's a really good tip to prepare, you know, practice in advance. You know you will need to answer that question. So prepare a few things that you can ask that make you show that you have done your research.
Yes, definitely. And I did also interview 3 human resource experts that I know for this book. So I have only had experience interviewing for positions, being the candidate, but I also have advice throughout the book from those experts that I know.
That is so key, right? To really inform, to get lots of different opinions from native professionals who work in these fields and really know what we should be doing during interviews. They see, you know, they're interviewing candidates all the time and they see what works and what doesn't. They know exactly how you can avoid those pitfalls. So that is fantastic that you were able to pick their brains and put all of that excellent information in this book. Definitely.
Yes, it was very helpful.
Yes. Okay, what's your third tip?
And my third tip is to feel comfortable taking your time. A lot of times, if you say something that you don't regret, but you know it wasn't the best way to phrase something, it's usually because you were rushing. Mm. And nobody expects us to have all the answers immediately. And sometimes I will get a question that I didn't anticipate, even through my preparation, and I'll just have to sit back and say, oh, that's a really good question. I haven't thought about that before, or that's a good question. If you don't mind, I might need a second to think about a good example where I've done something similar. And it really shows confidence in yourself too, that you are comfortable taking the time to think.
Yes, I love that idea. And I mean, natives do that all the time, mm-hmm. because you won't have thought of, you know, every situation and example for everything. And yeah, I agree. I think that does make you look very confident to say, yes. You know, I know that if I take just a second, I can think of something. When you have something mm-hmm. very native and natural to say, instead of panicking and freezing, then yes. That's very impressive. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that came up while you were researching for this book that was especially surprising that you sort of hadn't thought about before?
I think one of the things that all three human resource experts brought up when I asked them if they had anything to add after we were done with our interviews, mm-hmm. they all said that a lot of candidates don't directly answer questions.
Oh.
If they are trying to sound clever or trying to use words they're not completely comfortable with, they might talk around the answer. For example, one of my experts said that she'll ask a candidate, so how do you write with a pen? And they would say, oh, I like pens. Pens are great. I have a red pen, and this is the red pen that I use every day. And she would say, that's great. I'm glad you're comfortable with pens, but you didn't answer the question and tell me how you write with one. Do you, you know, hold it a certain way? Do you use specific paper? And so sometimes if you think a little bit too much, you can talk yourself out of directly answering their question.
Interesting. I feel like there could be a couple of problems at play there. If you are not mm-hmm. really listening to the questions, you might misunderstand right. what exactly they're asking. And then exactly like you said as well, if you're sort of thinking too much and thinking too fast mm-hmm. and not slowing down and being present, you can, like you were saying, sort of talk yes. yourself out of how simple the question actually was mm-hmm. and then not directly answer a question at all.
Yeah. And I think too, repeating the question back to them just to double check that you understand the question you're being asked is a good way to avoid that too.
Definitely, right? Just if there's mm-hmm. any question at all, if you're not positive you understand, just to say, let me make sure I understand correctly and repeat back. And that gives them yes. a chance to clarify and say, oh no, I actually meant more like this. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, natives do that as well. So for definitely. A second language yeah. learner, don't hesitate to do that because you want to make sure you're answering the question for sure.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, let us know, how can our listeners find more information about you, your company, and also this book that you have just published?
Yes. So my company can be found at www.tinateachesenglish.com. And I have a page specifically for the book on my website, but you can also search Amazon for 8 Steps for Interview Prep.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is such a valuable information. So many of our listeners are either preparing for interviews or may soon be, and you never know what's on the horizon. You may end up interviewing when you're not expecting it anytime soon. This is something that we right. all go through. So I'm excited that you could share this today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, so nice to meet you. Talk to you later.
And you as well.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.